Now playing on Indiana TV and radio airwaves.
The COVID-19 vaccine is here. It's safe, effective, and it's our shot, Hoosiers. Seniors, long-term care residents, healthcare workers, and first responders are now eligible.
But even as Indiana state health officials promote the vaccine's availability, they admit there's only so much they can do.
We have not been sitting on doses of vaccine, and we never will. We know the federal government has said they will send us more vaccine, but we haven't been told when or how much or that the doses are on their way.
The demand for vaccine is incredibly high. We are expanding eligibility as a fast pace as we have access to vaccine.
We're at the also mercy of the vaccination itself. The only thing that I would want more of is inventory. That's it. And we will get it into arms when we get it.
That's Governor Eric Holcomb, Indiana Chief Medical Officer Dr. Lindsey Weaver, and Indiana State Health Commissioner Dr. Christina Box at a January 13th press conference. It's a similar message here in the tri-state. Vandenberg County Health Department Administrator Joe Grease says the holdup in offering more vaccines is the supply, not the logistics of getting people signed up and vaccinated.
Right now, I think things are going pretty well. We're excited to have it here and move forward with it. But it really is boils down to the availability of the vaccine. And there's 92 counties that are receiving this, many dozen hospitals, the Walgreens and the CVSs of the world are receiving it. They're working with the long-term care facilities. So there's a lot of entities that are being given this vaccine. So there's only a certain amount to go around. We're receiving a certain amount here, and then we're trying to get rid of that as quick as we can.
The federal government decided in November that once vaccines are approved, they will be allocated to states based on adult population size. Indiana state health officials take a similar approach when it comes to distributing doses to counties, but they include a few more factors.
So we know what the populations based on census data for each of these age groups are. We've collected information about comorbidities across the state, as well as critical infrastructure. So our initial allocations are based on that, but then we look to see what is the uptake.
Okay. You're here for your vaccine?
Yes.
What time was your appointment?
January 12th was the first day of vaccinations at the Vandenberg County Health Department for people ages 80 and older, and soon locals ages 70 plus will begin receiving doses. Thousands across Indiana have signed up, but without knowing how many vaccines will make their way to Indiana and then down to Vandenberg County, how can everyone who is signing up be guaranteed a shot? Box and Weaver say officials are operating under the assumption that each week they will receive at least as many doses as the last, and hopefully much more. Plus, they say more vaccine approvals are on the horizon.
If Johnson & Johnson did apply for the EUA and all of a sudden we had an additional vaccine, that can really make a big difference.
We are absolutely ready here in Indiana to expand the number of sites, the number of vaccinators, and our throughput on a daily basis to get through whichever vaccine or how much vaccine that we receive. So all of those plans are in action, and we're just waiting to have the vaccine available to do so.
Acknowledging the frustrations of Hoosiers of having to wait, Weaver and Grease offered some strategy and advice.
If you're really anxious and want to go ahead and get your appointment done now, look at the other sites around you, maybe in some surrounding counties.
There's going to be a lot of appointments that are going to be opening up every week, and people just need to keep an eye out.
In the meantime, public health officials are asking people to be more diligent than ever about mask wearing and social distancing, because even as the vaccine makes its way to Hoosiers, a new, more contagious strain of COVID-19 is also spreading throughout the state.
That variant strain of the virus has been detected here in Indiana. It does not appear that the new strain causes a higher percentage of deaths per cases or more severe illness than the one we've been dealing with. But it is much easier to spread, which could increase the burden on our healthcare system.
For WNIN News, I'm Sarah Cooper.